The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
2FM, that is called Teach Me, and it's by Joey Badass.
What an appropriate song for us to play at this very moment.
From one badass, one Joey Badass, to another, joining us live in the studio from Donegal, voice out of Donegal, Ireland, age 27, height 5'10", weight 70 kgs, UFC weight division, lightweight. Give it up for Joe Duffy! How are you, Joe?
Very well, thank you.
Now, for people who follow UFC and MMA and stuff like that, they'll know all about you. You're fighting very soon in Ireland. When? Tell us about who you're fighting and where's that going to be?
That's it. Announced this morning, we're fighting main event in Dublin. Me against Dustin Poirier. And that's going to be the 24th of October.
And where's that on? Is it in Three Arena again?
That's it, Three Arena again. So tickets go on sale now, September 4th.
I was at Three Arena last year for the UFC night where Conor and Cahill and all the lads were fighting. Were you there that night? Were you...
No,
you didn't go see it.
I was in a wedding. I was watching on my phone.
So this must be a big deal for you now, fighting in your home country in front of a crowd like that.
Yeah, it's a dream come true. You know, this is what we dream of when we start out in the sport, and you know, things are finally starting to click into place.
What is it about the UFC in Ireland? You know, it's people, I mean, I know, and our boxers, by the way, and stuff like that, our combat sports, we just love it. I mean, the crowds love it, the lads who are involved in it take it so seriously, and we're good at it.
I don't know what it is. I was up to New Orleans for the weekend, and that's all people want to talk about, is fighting. Even when I used to be up there doing the festivals, if it wasn't boxing or MMA, they wanted to talk about scraps that was going on up the town. So you know, they seem to have a passion for fighting.
I guess they're reminding you of scraps you had in school as well, you know. Look at you now, I remember battering you when you were 12.
Yeah, and it's normally like people who were tiny, they get really big, they get kind of strong and they get into something. You're like, God, I never would have seen that coming. But how did you get involved in it in the first place? Because you tried like a lot of different sports.
It was just watching The Karate Kid.
Oh, really? Wax on, wax on.
Did you go around with chopsticks trying to catch the fly?
I wanted to be Miyagi, but...
He was invincible. There was only one Miyagi.
There was only one Miyagi.
That would be a good name, Joe the Miyagi Duffy.
I tell you, we could do it.
Have you got a name? Have you got a fighting name yet? That
I got a wild original fight name, Irish Joe.
Irish Joe.
Irish Joe.
Irish Joe.
Irish Joe.
Irish Joe. Well, listen, you don't want to mess.
Listen, why not?
You did. People who don't know you very well just yet, you actually fought Conor McGregor back in the day. How many years ago was that?
5 years coming up now in November.
Where was that scrap?
Cork.
Right. How did it go?
So. Fought Conor, I tapped him out in 38 seconds of the first round.
Tapped him out in 38 seconds.
If Conor was here now.
Oh, I can imagine. I can actually.
Would we be trying to break his up or his mates, or does he like that? Well, he doesn't like it, but does he talk about it?
I don't think he gets asked too many questions about it. You know, obviously, 5 years are gone on now. We're both better fighters, and, you know, that's it. Maybe we'll meet again down the line.
So, is that something that you would want?
Yeah, why not? You know, he's one of the top fighters in the world right now, and I believe I'm one of the top fighters, so, you know, maybe main event in Copar.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
That'd
be
nice. The fight and talk.
What did you think of his fight recently with Chad Mendes?
I thought it was obviously a tough fight, take 2 weeks' notice, but, you know, he done well. You know, he had the weight of the country on his shoulders, and, you know, he performed well.
Did you fancy him going into it?
I kept changing my mind, tell you the truth, but I thought the difference between it was I knew it only took one shot, whereas Chad had to work hard for 5 rounds. So
yeah, okay.
And when you get into the ring beforehand, you know, as you're watching it like the rest of us on the TV, and it's exciting and the adrenaline is flowing, even just watching it. But the nerves must be there as well before each fight. Are they as you're walking in? Are you like, jeez? Or how are you feeling? Like
I've experienced a bit of both, I suppose. You know, I went through a phase where I was wild nervous, like I didn't even want to get in there. But at the minute now, I enjoy every second of it. I tell you the truth, when I'm at the venue, I don't even get nervous. You know, I just can't wait to get in and have a scrap.
Is it always? It always amazes me the mindset of a fighter like that. You know that they're able to remain calm, cool, and collective. And even and I asked you before we went on air. I was asking you about, you know, taking those elbows and those punches and stuff. And obviously you feel them, but I presume you feel them less when you're in there, and probably more the next morning or a couple of hours later when it's done and dusted. And you think, Jesus, my ear's hanging off.
That's it. You know, things like the leg kicks and all that, you know, you walk through them during the fight, but later on, you know, when the bruising's come up, it's a bit sore. But, you know, it's a part of the game, I suppose, and, you know, it's kind of, it's half the fun.
How often are you training now? Is it once a day, twice a day, all day? What is it?
Twice a day. Pretty much 6 days a week. I'm based out in Canada, out in Montreal, training with TriStar. So, you know, I'm full-time out there.
And food-wise, like how, that's obviously very important. So who's cooking for you, or how does that? Because a lot of people who are working love to train, love to try and eat right. It's not always possible.
I would say dieting's generally the worst part for me. But I'm lucky enough, I have a sponsor over in Montreal. Nutrition Fit Plus, there you go, there's a wee plug. But they supply me with my meals. And, you know, they helped me get in shape for the fight.
Because it is such an important part. And I always remember watching a program a few years ago on the swimmer Michael Phelps. And he was doing really well in the Olympics at the time. And what I found amazing was they said in the afternoon before, I think, each race, he would have a 12-inch pizza. Which blew my mind. I thought, how's he getting into the pool and beating everyone? But he did. Mm. So I don't know.
I think some things have moved on, though. I think that.
Well, he's a few medals to show for. I'm just listening. I'm just floating it. You missed it yesterday because we had Ireland's largest pizza in the studio. It was 32 inches.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the best thing to do going into your fight show to kind of throw maybe after throw pizza into you.
That's what I've done, funny enough.
Brilliant. Right, so this lad you're fighting now, tell me about him. In Dublin?
Yeah, Dustin, you know, fought Conor a few fights back. Obviously, that was his last loss, but he's gone up a weight since, and, you know, he's been running through the division since, so, you know, it makes for a good fight.
And do you know him personally? Like, have you ever, you know, sometimes the lads, you might have sparred with him when you were younger or anything like that, do you?
No, never had any interaction with him or, you know, or came face-to-face, so, you know, we'll meet at the arena.
What's his strengths, do you think?
He's pretty well-rounded. You know, he's got knockout power and he's got a decent ground game. So, you know, I think he's very similar to myself.
Have you ever been knocked out?
No.
Come here.
Well, it's not going to happen today.
Tweet us 5-1 if you want to talk to Joe. Text us 51552. Producer Al just told me, by the way, we've tweeted Dustin to come on.
I've seen it.
Live on the show. Has he responded yet? He's a chicken.
Gone quiet.
We tweeted him. So, if you want to question him, Joe, by the way, 51552. He's fighting on the 24th of October. UFC is coming back to Dublin. What a great night was. I went to it. I was cage side for Conor. You know, you can't. But like for me, anyway, like Conor McGregor, he's pretty incredible.
He's a good character.
But, you must hate it though, Joe. Do people say to you, "Are you the new Conor McGregor?" Is that the type of stuff that you get all the time from Irish people?
Yeah. You know, I think with our names linked all the time, you know, his name always crops up. But yeah, I don't really concentrate too much on that. I just do my own thing, and I think my performances are speaking for themselves, really.
So keep knocking people out what's in front of you, and then you'll get all the way to the top.
Exactly.
Right, we'll take a quick break, Joe, if you don't want to hang around, and then we'll take the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a little scrap in the
sure.
break?
Sure, why not?
And photographs on 2FM. Okay, Joe, UFC fighter from Donegal, Joe Duffy, is with us. Some questions have come in. Loads of people getting involved in this. Tony Leeksip wants to know, are you going to predict the round for Dustin?
I'm not like Conor. I never predict my fights. But
there's a twinkle in your eye, though. I feel like he has, and he's not saying
doing,
it.
He's looking down at the ground and he's smiling.
He's like, yeah.
And
yeah.
He's going. He's probably thinking, I know it'll be the second round.
He's already after getting into the time machine. I see the Doctor Who that's on just on your collar there, on your lapel. So he knows what's going to happen. Somebody else said hello from all your fans in Burtonport, County Donegal.
Is that where you're from, Burtonport?
Yeah, that's it.
So I'm sure they're all coming down the truckloads on the 24th to Dublin to the Three Arena.
Yeah, I was home there the weekend, and there was a wild gang turned out for to welcome me home, so thanks to all them.
Well, actually, another text says, coming down from Donegal for the fight on the 24th, getting tickets if I have to beg, borrow or steal. Never mind the Irish taking over, Donegal will.
And I know Gary was waiting a couple of questions, actually. Ask Joe, is he any inside info on GSP returning?
Unfortunately, I haven't. You know, George is always training. I know he's pursuing other avenues with films and so on. So, you know, we'll see.
He also wants to know who you like sparring with at TriStar and who wins, Cyborg or Ronda?
I would say Chad Laprise, Tom Breeze, you know, both fantastic talents. And I would bet money on Ronda, hands down.
Yep. All right. Someone says, what are the stare downs like at the weigh-ins? Because it's for photographs as well, and you're obviously they tell you to stand there for as long as you can.
Stare downs is kind of one of my favourite parts, really, is it gets the blood going before the fight.
Do you practice that at home?
In the mirror. Fighting yourself.
Mean mugging myself in the mirror. Nah, it's, you know, it's just a nice...
It's just an excuse to get into your underpants, that's all that is. show off their six-packs. What does...
That's a great one.
What's number 20?
What does Joe think of the new air code system? I think it's a disgrace.
A disgrace. That's the wrong show. Wrong Joe Duffy. Would you use Jim McGuinness to help your mental game? Would that help you at all?
Oh, that'd be class.
Jimmy's winning matches.
Be pure class.
Have you met Jim? Have you met any of the Donegal GA players?
It's funny because all the lads that travelled over for the Glasgow fight, they were watching the Donegal game and in the airport, and Jim rocked up behind them. He was just come back from helping Celtic. So,
right.
So, you know, but I would love to meet Jim.
Excellent. Well, listen,
I just wanted to ask you, actually, because Jane sent one in just before we let you go. Do you have an entrance song when you're going into the
ring? Forgot about that one.
Yeah, at the minute, I've been using it for a while. Yeah.
Ah, Steve Collins used to use that, didn't he?
I said, I'm using the Sean Moore version. You know, but I was chatting to my manager about that earlier, so maybe a few wee tweaks with that, we'll see.
Okay.
Excellent.
There you go.
Well, we were going to suggest Jenny give you a little a dance mix. There must be a dance mix of Oroshiva.
You leave it with me. I'll get on that. Okay.
You do it on the desk.
You'll get us a couple of fuckle as well.
Joe, it's great to have you on the show. So we're all hoping you can go there and knock Dustin out on the 24th. If you want to get tickets, I'm sure. Are they on sale? When are they on sale? Today? Tomorrow? Someone, 4th of September, they're on sale. 4th of September, UFC comes back to Dublin to the 3 Arena. And then if you win that and Conor beats Jose Aldo, I'm sure that'll happen one day soon down the road, then we're looking hopefully at the Battle of Ireland.
Co-Park.
Wow.
Joe Duffy, everybody! Yay! Thank you very much. Cheers, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emil.